This is healing day. And we're receiving healing. Galatians 3. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That doesn't belong to you. That curse doesn't belong to any of us. He's redeemed us from it. Christ, oh Lord, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or add thereunto. I've been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. All sickness and all disease is under the curse, but I've been redeemed from the curse. And you've heard me say this before. Kelly came in from school. She said, Daddy, I've had the symptoms of the flu all day. And she said, will you pray for me? I said, Kelly, I don't need to pray for you. I said, we are the heal. And the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She said, I'll be back. So she went in her room. That was in the afternoon. And by the time it was time for supper, the evening meal, all the symptoms were gone. That's the way you do this. Somebody was just healed of a chronic ailment coming back in here and around your throat. Praise God. All kinds of back problems are being healed. Spinal problems are being healed. Eyes are being healed. Sinuses are being healed. Whoa, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a Texas boy. Yee-haw! Glory to God. Knee problems are being healed. Glory to God. An ankle that was chronically swelling and twisted, it's not anymore, glory to God. And the aisles are open. Corresponding action, anytime you desire to take off and run, just go for it. Stomach problems. I mean, problems, glory, done for. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Teeth problem. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. How's your mama doing? That's what I was picking up. Stand up here, sweetheart. And Kim, come help. For the great tissue. And she's standing in for anyone else that has any kind of lung problems, any talk about surgeries of any kind. In the name of Jesus, heal and fire of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He touched her and made her whole. Receive your healing. I said, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Someone who pain down through this area of your, oh, glory to God, gallstones are done for. Thank you, Jesus. Shoulder pain and back pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Back this part of your back. And you stretch that out like that. And you just come up ankles, toes, calves, thighs. I'm 87 years old. What's your excuse? Part of that exercise routine is to stretch. Yes. Every time. And stretch this stuff all out. Hallelujah. Now then, oh yes, thank you, Jesus. The healings of Jesus. Mark 10:46. Anyway, I'll finish telling you what my routine is. Right there, on my shaving mirror, are these scriptures, along with the Ten Commandments. All 10 of them. Amen. And Isaiah 53. I was in Shreveport. And I was preaching there, and I felt something right in there. And I didn't pay attention to it. So the next morning I got up. Glory wasn't with me on that trip. But it was still there. And then the next day, I went out. And did the morning teaching. And when I stepped off that platform, I'm telling you, the pain hit me. It liked to knock me down. It hurt so bad. I said, by his stripes of me, oh, by his stripes of me. This went on, and it became worse and worse. But then it'd be all right. Finally, I just laid down across the bed. I said, Lord, what's the matter with it? And just like that, he said, you're quoting all the scriptures. He said, the memory of a potato never nourished anybody. You know what it looks like, smells like? You got to get it into the system. He said, you're just quoting stuff. Well, I said, okay, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know better than that, and I'll not do that anymore. And I praise you and thank you for it. And so, and I don't remember, the airplane's in the shop or something, and anyway, so to get to our house, I had to drive past my dad's house. And, oh man, when the devil says, it's about a mile from that gate, and he said, I'm gonna kill you between here and the gate. And I got in the car, I said, Dad, just take me to your house. And I just went in there and I said, I'm gonna have to go to sleep by faith. But when I lied down like that, it wasn't quite so bad. And so my mother just sat down over there. And her favorite saying was, hit it in tongues, honey. And she just sat down there and just began to pray in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, I sat straight up and she said, that did it. She was gone. I suspect it was a blood clot. And the devil trying to kill me with that, but he didn't get away with it. So blood clots are healed and dissolving right now throughout this radio and television audience because healing belongs to us. Jesus of Nazareth bought it and paid for it. Hallelujah. Now, Bartimaeus. And 1 Peter 2:24. So that's 1 Peter 2. Then he read in the whole chapter, not just, but who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So, right here, that's my routine. Isaiah is on my mirror here. And 1 Peter 2:24 is on the... You need to read the whole thing because there are qualifications there that must be taken care of. Amen. So, by his stripes, we were healed. We were. If we were, we are. Because he never changes, and neither does the devil. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, Bartimaeus in Mark 10:46. There are people that miss this. And I would have missed it had I not been looking for it. But they came to Jericho. He went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He knew who he was. He's the son of David. Son of David. He just called him Messiah. Do hesed for me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. He didn't say, oh, well, he probably wouldn't do anything anyway. He'd have died blind. No, he cried the more. And they're saying, shut up, you old blind man. Just shut up. Son of David! Do what I said for me. It's actually pronounced chesed. And it is a covenant term that the lesser is blessed of the greater on an equal basis. And chesed is the reason we are joint heirs with Christ. Get the covenant book and read it. It's all in there. But now, here's the act of faith. Now watch this. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying unto him, oh, be of good comfort. He calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. He followed Jesus in the way. He became a disciple. So he's no longer blind Bartimaeus. That garment, you could fake being blind. Particularly if you had a prime spot to beg, well, the priest would check you out, and your garment let everyone else know that you were blind and that they could help you financially or so forth. So his act of faith, but then Jesus wanted him to say it.
Yeah.
He could have gotten up there and said, oh Lord, I'll tell you, I got chronic back problems. He needed to say it with his mouth that I might receive my sight. Now that's Jesus. Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? Billy Bob, what can I do for you? Lucy girl, what can I do for you today? What can I do for you?
Hallelujah.
Lord, my finances are just shot. Go your way, your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
My family's in such a mess. Have faith in God. Oh Lord. They're trying to take my house away from me. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get anything out of that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? Now comes healing confession time. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. So just lift your hands and just shout it. I have been made alive in Christ.
I have been made alive in Christ.
He was raised up from the dead.
He was raised up from the dead.
I was raised up with him. I am seated with him in heavenly places.
I am seated with him in heavenly places.
I have his resurrection life.
I have his resurrection life.
Resurrection life is energizing my spirit.
Resurrection life is energizing my spirit.
My soul. And my body.
Resurrection life is working in my body now.
I'm getting stronger every day.
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 My eyes are seeing clearer.
My eyes are seeing clearer.
My ears are hearing better.
My ears are hearing better.
My mind is functioning stronger.
My bones.
My organs.
My
nerves.
My ligaments.
My joints.
My heart.
My lungs.
My brain.
My blood
is being supercharged
with the resurrection life of God.
No disease can touch me.
No sickness can enter my body.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yet not I.
Yet not I.
But Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
The Anointed One.
And His anointing.
Lives in me.
Woo, glory to God.
And the life which I now live
in the flesh,
I live
by the faith of the Son of God,
who loved me
and gave Himself for me.
The same Spirit
that defeated death,
hell,
and the grave
is in me.
The same Spirit
that raised up Jesus from the dead
is in me now.
Resurrection life,
making alive my mortal flesh.
The resurrection life of Jesus
made manifest in my body.
Jesus is alive.
And so am I.
Resurrection life is working in me right now.
Well, take it, receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
This is Delilah Birmingham.
She's from Searcy, Arkansas.
She had a fall 10 years ago, and she has been a nurse for over 40 years, so she knew she had some pretty intensive internal injuries going on there after her fall.
And God just healed me in the pelvic region from the inside out, including my hip bones. Everything's back in position. And it woke me up this morning because I've been standing for my healing, and today I knew was the manifestation in the physical. He woke me up saying, today's my healing day, like little Willie Phelps.
Praise God. Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Resurrection life is working in me right now.
Well, take it, receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You are healed. A mini-book, also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I have good news for you today. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He paid the price that sin demanded of us and went to hell in our place. Then he defeated the devil and broke the power of the curse. Sin, sickness, poverty, death, and darkness no longer have the right to control us, praise God. Now, Jesus offered you the same blessed life of victory he's living in right now. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus wants to lead you into the good plan God's prepared just for you. If you're ready to change the course of your life from defeat to victory, then pray this simple prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. All of the angels in heaven are rejoicing to hear that you've come home. The Most High God, the King of the universe, is now your heavenly Father. He's made you a joint heir with his Son, Jesus, and you have equal share in every blessing heaven has to offer. Now, to help you understand your new life in the family of God, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free, and it's called the Salvation Package. In the book, He Did It All For You, you'll discover that God's given you a new identity, and you'll learn about the covenant benefits He's given to you because you're His family. There are also two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible and how to develop your relationship with God. Your Heavenly Father loves you so much, and He wants to show you the glorious plans He's prepared for your life. The Salvation Package is free, so go to kcm.org to request your copy today. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.